Welcome to Health Hats, empowering people as they travel together towards best health. I'm Danny Van Leeuwen. I've worn many hats in my 40 plus years in healthcare as a patient, caregiver, nurse, informaticist, and leader. Everyone wears many hats, but I wear them all at once. We will listen and learn about what it takes to adjust to life's realities and healthcare's Tower of Babel. Let's make some sense of all of this. I am the CEO of my health team. Another way to look at it is if my health is a car, I'm the driver for most of the journey, or most of the time. How do I become the best CEO, the best driver? Over the next few months, I'm going to sprinkle my podcasts with episodes about some of the basics about being the best CEO and the best driver. Today's episode is about setting personal health goals. I'll add episodes about creating your health team, learning what works, getting from health goals to clinical decisions, adjusting your personal health plan. Full disclosure, these episodes are already on my YouTube channel. I'm working to have my content available in different formats for those who prefer to read the blog, prefer to listen the podcast, and prefer to watch YouTube. Okay. Let's go. Today, we're going to talk about setting personal health goals. People are on a health journey. Whether they know it or not, they're on a health journey. They're headed somewhere with their health. They may know they're doing that or they may not, but they're doing it and it's continual. Sometimes we have a map, sometimes we don't. GPS, yes or no. It's still a journey. It's important to know where we're going. And we're going, hopefully, to best health. So what is best health? To me, best health is living at peak capacity. So it's a purposeful activity, being on a health journey towards best health. On any kind of a journey, we have a destination. We're going somewhere. We're going to work. I'm going to the grocery store. We're going to go visit our in-laws. We're going on vacation. We're going for a night out. Well, a health journey is similar. We're headed somewhere, and we're headed somewhere alone or with people. And we're making decisions along the way. We're always making decisions. Do we need to get gas? Do we know the right way to go? Do we need to take a break? Do we make a left? Do we make a right? Decisions. It's same for the health journey. The journey is complicated. It's really important to know where we're going, and where we're going are our personal health goals. People who are on a journey have limitations. Everybody has limitations. I don't walk so well. I get tired really easily. People don't have a car. People can't walk. People can't walk more than a block. People can't speak the language of the people that are around them. People can't get a tune out of their head. People have kids that they're taking care of. They have a sprained ankle. They have a headache. I mean, on and on and on. There's all sorts of things happening. So it's really important to know where you're going to go. There's just a lot of noise and a lot going on in the health journey. So knowing where you're going, where you're headed. I have secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. And so I have personal health goals. I want to progress as slowly as possible. I want to live at my peak capacity. I don't want to mess with my pathological optimism. And I want to keep blowing my horn. I have a baritone sax. I play baritone sax. my whole health team, so my family, my doctors, other clinicians, my friends, my readers, they all know my health goals and they're helping me to reach those goals. So what do I do to reach my health goals? I take my meds as they're prescribed. I work hard to maintain my strength and balance. I have an exercise routine that I do every other morning. I walk 3,500 steps a day. I wear my brace on my left leg whenever I'm outside. I rest when I'm tired. I do meaningful work for a few hours a day, 4 to 5 days out of seven, if not 7 out of 7. I go to acupuncture and chiropractic once a month and massage every other week. I play my baritone sax 3 to 6 hours a week. I actively work to reduce manageable stress. And I keep my team, and the main people on my team are my family and my neurologist and my PCP, primary care physician. I keep them informed as my status changes. So these are things that I do to reach my health goals. Now, I talk with people a lot about reaching their health goals. Nobody has an easy time coming up with their personal health goals. It's really not how people think, but it's really pretty simple. People who are well want to stay well. People who are acutely ill, so they have a broken leg, they have a headache, they have a stomach ache, they have a cold. They want to get over it. And then there's people like me who have a chronic condition. We want to manage as best as possible and have a meaningful life. So here's a stab at a list of personal health goals I've heard. I'm going to read this list to you, okay? Of the people who are trying to stay well, they want to own their own health. They want to drink more water. They want to eat well. They want to get enough rest. They want to be active every day. They want to manage stress, manage weight. They want to have the best relationships possible. They want to live within their means. They want to complain less. They want to do meaningful work. They want to participate in the community. They want to take out the garbage. People want to be able to do their chores. They want to be able to empathize. They want to celebrate success. They want to enjoy life. So these are people who are well, health goals. Then there are people who are acutely ill and they're trying to get over it. And they want to do the same as people who are well. Plus, they want to keep their commitments as far as their treatment goes. So take their medicine as prescribed, manage pain. They want to adapt to the change in function. And they're trying to get some more rest. And then there's people like me who are chronically ill who are trying to manage as best as possible. So they're trying to do the same things as people who are going to stay well and people are trying to get over it. But they're also going to get help. They're going to build a team. They're going to list a care partner. They're going to become expert in their own condition. They're going to pay as much attention to the people who help them as they can. They're going to join a support group. They're going to prioritize what really matters. They're going to give themselves a break. So these are personal health goals. I get a couple questions that are really common. The one is, I don't have personal health goals. How am I going to come up with some? That's a really good question. I didn't come up with my health goals when I first started thinking about it by myself. Actually, my neurologist, when I met my first neurologist, he said, I don't know you that well. I want you to come back and tell me what's important to you. And I thought, well, what's that? What am I gonna, you know? So I gathered members of my family together and we talked about it, and they helped me come up with the list that I gave you. I was talking to some friends this weekend. They said, well, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. And it's different than that. For me, for an example, a goal is I want to fit into my favorite vest. I got a gut. I can put on weight. And then I don't fit into my vest. Well, I don't like that. So I want to fit into my vest. People want to fit into the dress. some piece of clothing. People want to reach a milestone. I want to go to my granddaughter's wedding. People have functional goals. I want to walk 5,000 steps a day. So it's more immediate and more functional than what do you want to be when you grow up? Another question that I get that's really common is, what's the difference between medical goals and personal health goals? That's another good question. Medical goals usually come from diagnoses. So, like, I have MS. The goals are diagnosis-based. So, if you have bronchitis, you have ulcers, depression, cancer, whatever. It's about treatments and it's about protocols and it's about, taking your meds, keeping your appointments, following the protocols of the particular diagnosis. But personal health goals do overlap. Like I said, so take your meds, keep your appointments, get your lab work. Those are overlapping. But we are not our diagnosis. We have aspirations, we have values, we have priorities, we aspire to function, we have financial concerns, we have personal safety concerns. So all of these things were complex. And so our goals are different often than medical goals. All right, so we've been talking about personal health goals, the importance of personal health goals for navigating your personal journey. I really appreciate your time. Keep the faith. Onward. Please help me maintain this ad-free blog and podcast. I appreciate your readership and your listenership. My blog and podcast will remain free to anyone who subscribes or listens. While a monthly contribution is best for me, I gratefully accept anything you can contribute. Look for the Support Health Hats blog and podcast button in the show notes and on my website. Follow my blog, podcast, and resources through my website, www.health-hats.com. See you around the block.